So here's the thing. Tonight is the first conversation of three, okay? And this is what I want to do. I want to rally around this statement. Here it is. I want you to write it down on your outlines if you'd like to, if you're taking notes, okay? Here it is. The foundation for relationship is friendship. The foundation for relationship is friendship. It's very simple. Let me explain why that's true. Most healthy relationships are the result of a healthy friendship. When you look at the opposite gender, right, I encourage you to use your middle school years and your middle school journey to build a friendship with them. Now, there are a lot of things that I know about middle school, and there's one thing that I know well. If there was one word that we could use to describe or summarize, if you will, your middle school journey, it would be this word, change. It would be the word change. And I want you to think about that for a second. Think about those of you who are in eighth grade or seventh. Think about how much you've changed from when you were in sixth grade, okay? Now, think about this. Think about this to yourself, okay? Your body is changing, okay? Stay with me, guys. Your mind and your intellect, hopefully, are changing. You guys are getting smarter and not dumber, okay? Your friendships and how you view your friendships are changing. The way you smell changes. This side for the worse, this side probably for the good, right? Your image changes. Now, let me have a little fun. Ladies, let me ask you a quick question, okay? I want you to, how many of you, just a show of hands, you can count on two hands how many times your hairstyle has changed since sixth grade? Okay, cool. All right, so think about it, guys. Things are changing, right? Middle school is all about change. It's all about change. And on top of that, the way that you approach or view or see the opposite gender changes. It changes, and it's supposed to, because that's the way God designed it to be. Now, think about it like this. When you guys were 5 years old, okay, and you were at McDonald's playground, okay, and there was, you know, you guys were in the McDonald's playground, and there was a girl in the McDonald's playground, it didn't even matter. There was no pressure. It was fun. No big deal. You're a girl. I'm a guy. It doesn't matter, right? But then what happens is that, you know, girls, what happens is that sometimes, if you're being honest with yourself, right, this progression in middle school is you start to look to this side of the room and maybe perhaps, okay, your palms get sweaty a little bit, right? You're trying not to smile at this side of the room because you don't want them to know that you're smiling at them, or maybe your heart's like pumping out of your chest, you know what I'm saying? And you guys are getting nervous and you're getting anxious, right? And that progression is all planned. It's all planned. It's all designed. And guys, what happens to you is you see someone on this side of the room, and what happens is you think, okay, I got to do whatever it takes to impress them. So I got to one up all my friends. I got to make them look bad so I look good, you know. And it's the same for both of you, right? So there's this progression that happens while you're in middle school. So these things that happen are not overnight changes. They're not overnight changes. They happen gradually. They happen in a progression. And change, if you think about it, change is complicated. Change is pretty complicated. A lot of you guys are trying to figure things out, trying to figure out why this is happening, why that's happening, right? And change is complicated. And just like there's a progression of change in middle school, there's also a progression of change in the way that you view the opposite gender. Now, I want to show you a video. And in this video, okay, the gender that's on the screen is giving their perspective of the other gender. And what I want you to do is when you watch this, I want you to think to yourself, is that true or is that not true? All right, let's have a little fun. Check it out. Well, hey, listen, regardless of what you think, regardless of what you guys think, there's probably some truth to what was said. There's probably some truth to what was said. The truth is the way that you look at the opposite gender, it's a progression throughout your life, and that is the way that God planned it to be. That's the way that God planned it to be. It's not abnormal. It's not weird. It's not awkward. Well, maybe it is a little awkward for some of you, but it is the way that God planned it to be. And so tonight, this is what I want to do. I want to talk about this first level of progression, okay? I want to talk about this first level of progression when it comes to a relationship with the opposite gender. Here it is. We're going to rally around this statement again. In your middle school years, as a middle school student, right, the foundation for relationship is friendship. I want you to write that down, and I want you to think about it. This doesn't require you to talk to anybody near you. Foundation for relationship is friendship. Foundation for relationship equals friendship. The best thing that you can do is you when it comes to the opposite gender, is focus on friendship. Simply put, this is the place that I encourage you to stay, to live in this time, right? And I know, like, spend time getting to know those of the opposite gender on a friend level. And you guys are thinking, is he actually giving me permission to friend zone people? Yes, I am. I am absolutely giving you 100% permission. Not that you need it, but I am giving you permission to friend zone people because at this stage of your life, the friend zone can actually be super, super healthy. It can actually be super, super healthy. Now, when it comes to friendship, there's a verse in the Bible that always comes up when we think about friends. It's in Proverbs 27. I want to read it to you. It says this. It says in verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person or one friend sharpens another. See, this verse should be true of the friendships that you have. And this verse can be true, right, of a friend who is of the opposite gender. That a friend of yours who is of the opposite gender, they should encourage you. They should lift you up. They should compliment you. You should want to be around them. And what would be the harm, besides none, of spending these 3 years, or for some of you two or one, focusing on a friendship level type relationship with the opposite gender? See, this verse is so true, and it can be true, and the friend zone can be healthy. And I know that people say the friend zone and they think, man, that's just awkward. That's not cool. You're not cool. You know, that comes with a negative term. I disagree. I think it could be really, really healthy. And so tonight, since we're going to stick in the friendship progression of a relationship with the opposite gender, I think back to when I was in middle school, and one of the things that I thought was so important when it came to a friend of the opposite gender, it was always this idea of honesty. Honesty matters in friendship. I want you to write that down. Honesty matters in friendship. If you think about that, so many other things hinge on whether or not a guy or a girl is honest. So many other things hinge on that. And three things kind of come to mind. I want to write these down. And kind of, if you're taking notes, I'd love you to write these down. When you think about an honest person, if I think about an honest person, I think they are real. And if we're all in agreement, we would say we want someone who's going to be real versus a dishonest person who's going to be what? Thank you. Fake. We don't want a friend, right, who's always going to be fake, who's always going to put on a mask and be someone that they're really, really not. And I know that some of you, you feel the pressure in middle school to be someone you're not, and you don't have to feel that way. You don't have to be that way. Or I think of this. I think that an honest person is trusting, right? Whereas a dishonest person can't be trusted. And if we're being honest again, right, we would rather have this person, wouldn't we? We would rather be able to trust our friends, especially those of the opposite gender. Or I think of this one. I think that someone who's honest, they tell the truth. Whereas dishonest, they tell lies. And so think about that. All of you would agree that this side is the one that you would choose out of your friendships, even those of the opposite gender. Because honesty matters in your friendships. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it like this. It says, an honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. That's pretty self-explanatory, right? Someone who is honest tells the truth. And someone who is false tells lies. Pretty sure we would all choose the one that would tell the truth. The Bible also says it like this. An honest witness does not deceive, but a false witness pours out lies. They pour out lies with their mouth, with their actions, right? And so if you think about it, someone who is honest tells the truth, and someone who is false pours out lies. We don't want a friend who's going to tell lies about us. Some of you, the challenge tonight, right, is not to even think about the other side of the room, but it's actually to think about this right here. Am I an honest person? Am I real with people or am I fake? Do I tell the truth or do I just spread lies? Can I be trusted or can I not be trusted? See, for some of you, you don't even need to think any farther than these two things right here, because for some of you, perhaps you live more on this side, and that's okay. God still loves you, but I think he would want you to change and be more on this side, be more real in telling the truth and being trustworthy, right? So I want you to think about this. In this first progression in the friendship stage, okay, whether you agree or whether you disagree, it's totally cool. I totally understand. Some of you, you may have a girlfriend. You may have a boyfriend. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just telling you what I think is best for you. Because what I want to do is I want to be honest with you. And if you think about all the changes that you're facing and all the changes that you're going through in middle school, the physical change, the social change, the emotional change, and of course the spiritual change, my perspective is, why make these 3 years any more complicated than they have to be? So this is what I want to do for the next few minutes, is I want to shift from knowing about something, right, to really applying something. So I want to give you two things as we wrap up that I want you to do. I want you to consider applying this to your life. Just consider it. And you're actually going to talk about this tonight in your small groups. The first thing is this. We've already said it once. I'll say it again. Focus on friendship. When it comes to the person of the opposite gender, focus on friendship. I know you may disagree and you may think I'm crazy. That's okay. But my goal is to be honest. Again, it's to be honest. And what I believe is that the best area of focus for you is this place. Allowing yourself the freedom. Think about this. Allowing yourself the freedom not to have to perform for the other side of the room, because there is no pressure in just being a good friend. That actually sounds pretty good. It actually sounds pretty healthy. Sounds pretty cool. And a lot of times what, girls, you put a lot of pressure on yourself because of who's on this side of the room. Maybe not physically who's here tonight, but I'm saying in general, the guys, right? Or maybe it is someone on this side of the room. But you put a lot of pressure on yourself because of the opposite gender. And guys, you make a lot of your friends look like jerks because of the opposite gender, right? You just do. And so if you were to say, you know what, man, for middle school during these 3 years or two or one, whatever, wherever you're at, that's actually a great call to not be pressured or put pressure on myself or on anybody else, and instead just to live in the friend zone. And I get it. The world that we live in, what they do to us, right, is they make you think that you have to have someone to be significant. You have to have someone in order for you to be significant. You have to have a boyfriend. You have to have a girlfriend in order for you to be cool or popular or accepted, or insert the blank here, right? Or insert the word here. And the truth is, that's not true. Because you're not defined by anybody else other than the way God defines you and the way that God sees you. And the truth of the matter is, if we're honest, most of us in this room, we're probably not ready to take on anything other than a friendship with someone of the opposite gender. And you're going to talk about why that is tonight. The second thing is this: become the friend that you want to be. Or become the friend that you want. Think about it like this. Take the next year, take your middle school journey, right? Take your middle school journey and practice becoming the friend that you want, and perhaps the type of person that eventually you might want to date. But take these years and become the person or the friend that you want. Because until, you know, when you get into a dating relationship, that doesn't just automatically change you. You have these years to really focus on the type of friend that you want to be so that you attract those types of people. And again, some of the best relationships that happen are the result of a healthy, healthy friendship. Now, there's many characteristics that we could have talked about tonight. Maybe there's other things that you would put up here. I know some of you were talking, obviously, before I got up here about what are some things that you look for in a friend, right? And you could put other things up there. I personally just believe that one of the most important things is honesty. And so maybe for you, you struggle in this area. And I understand that. Sometimes it's easier, isn't it, to be on the right side? It's easier to be fake sometimes. It's easier to just tell everyone's business sometimes. It's easier to lie instead of tell the truth. I didn't say it was the right thing to do, but it's sometimes the easier thing to do. And so for you, maybe tonight, what you need to do when you go to your small group, if you've built trust with the people in your group, if you've built trust maybe with your leader, maybe you need to talk to them about that. Maybe that's something you struggle with. Maybe you struggle with being an honest person. And maybe that's something you need to ask God to help you with, that He needs to help you in this area of your life. So let me recap. This is the first progression of three conversations. My honest opinion is that I think you should stick in the friendship area during middle school. I think it takes away so much pressure and so much performance-driven mentality that you, some of you have. And if you just determine, man, I'm just going to build some healthy friendships, focus on being the friend that I want, then when you get ready to date, which we'll talk about next week, right, then you will be a healthier individual. And perhaps you will attract healthier people as well. Now, I want to remind you, if you guys have questions, I know a series like this, you've got questions. You're curious. You're wondering about different things. And my promise to you is if you ask a serious question, if you ask a serious question, you will get an answer. Let me put that number back on the screen, 678-682-7896. Again, it's anonymous. I'm not going to know who you are. No one's going to know who you are. Anybody who looks at this, they're not going to know who you are. But if you ask a question that is genuine, you'll get an answer. And I want to encourage you to do that. So next week, we're going to have a conversation about dating. And when it comes to dating, I think it's important for you to hear not only a guy's perspective, but you're also going to get to hear a girl's perspective next week. So here's the thing. I want you to invite at least one person to come back with you next week, because next week is going to be a great, it's going to be a great week where we learn more about this progression, right, of how we look and view the opposite gender. All right, so let me pray with you, and then we'll have a couple announcements. God, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you. Thank you that you designed us to have relationships with the opposite gender. That's the way you designed us to be. That's the way you created us to be. And I pray, God, I pray for the girls in this room. I pray against any type of pressure that they've put on themselves. I pray against image things that they think about themselves instead of seeing themselves the way you do. And God, I pray for the guys, I pray for them that you would help them to do the same, to see themselves the way that you see them. And God, I pray as we continue to talk about this and have this conversation each week, God, that you would open our eyes to your truth, that you would help us to understand what is healthy and what is good and what it is that you truly want for us in this stage of our lives. So God, give us the opportunity, give us the strength to stand up to people. Maybe we've got friends that are forcing us to think we have to have someone. And I pray that you'd give us the strength to just be who you've called us to be. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.